Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we will cover Zechariah chapter 12. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 14 verses of Zechariah 12.
Zechariah 12. The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
Thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am about to make Jerusalem a cup of staggering to all the surrounding peoples. The siege of Jerusalem will also be against Judah. On that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it. On that day, declares the Lord, I will strike every horse with panic, and its rider with madness. But for the sake of the house of Judah, I will keep my eyes open when I strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Then the clans of Judah shall say to themselves,
The inhabitants of Jerusalem have strength through the Lord of hosts their God.
On that day I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, while Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in its place in Jerusalem. And the Lord will give salvation to the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not surpass that of Judah. On that day the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them on that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. And on that day I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him, as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him, as one weeps over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning for Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land shall mourn, each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the Shimeites by itself, and their wives by themselves, and all the families that are left, each by itself, and their wives by themselves.
In 1991 and 2001, I didn't have any notes on Zechariah chapter 12, so let's look at my notes from my journal 2011. Concerning verse 1, I wrote, God, not evolution, forms the spirit of man within him. And then I wrote, on that day may refer to the day of the Lord, the last days. Concerning verse 10, I wrote, Jews will recognize the one whom they have pierced as Jesus the Messiah, and then will mourn for not recognizing him earlier. As we look into Zechariah chapter 12, I want to start with verse 1 because creation is not just in Genesis 1. It is throughout the Word of God. Here's an example. Verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. As I referred to in that journal, it's not evolution. It is God who put the spirit into men. Next, we see the phrase, on that day, several times in chapter 12. So I'm going to read my English Standard Version Bible footnote on the phrase, on that day. It says, The phrase "on that day" initiates a series of 9 such statements, the last coming at 13:4. Although the phrase is common, such long sequences are rare, with the best parallel coming in Isaiah 19:16-25. The Hebrew prophet's future statements tend to have an imminent time frame, but these sequences look rather to a more distant temporal horizon, probably to be associated with the day of the Lord. From that footnote, I think we can surmise that chapter 12 is futuristic. It is certainly prophecy. So let's look at some of those "on that days." Verse 3, "On that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it." Yes, as we record this, many nations surround Israel that don't want Israel to exist. But the nations are not coming against Israel today, but they will in the future, according to this verse. But verse 5 says, "On that day, that the clans of Judah shall say to themselves, the inhabitants of Jerusalem have strength through the Lord of hosts, their God." So though the nations may surround Israel in the future, their strength is going to come from the Lord. Verse 6 says, "On that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves, and they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, while Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in its place in Jerusalem." So again, though the nation of Israel will be surrounded, they shall be devoured. Let's go on to verse 8. "On that day, the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them on that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. And on that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem." The first 9 verses of Zechariah chapter 12 remind us that in the future, in that day, nations will come against Israel, but God is going to protect Israel. And then something amazing is going to happen. Verse 10 describes it. "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn." God will pour out a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy all across Jerusalem and Israel as they figure out that Jesus was truly the Messiah, the one whom they have pierced. We flip over to the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 33, to see what this refers to. It says, "But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness," and that's of course John. "His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may also believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled, 'Not one of his bones will be broken.' And again, another scripture says, 'They will look on him whom they have pierced.'" And John is citing Zechariah 12, verse 10. What a great day Zechariah is prophesying, when God will pour out his spirit of mercy and grace on the nation of Israel as they recognize Jesus as Messiah. Lord, we don't know when "on that day" will occur, or the day of the Lord, but we know that it will. We have the assurance in Scripture because we're reading a prophet named Zechariah, and his prophecies are already fulfilled in the New Testament. The futuristic prophecies, therefore, will also be fulfilled. Thank you for the power of the Word of God in our lives. We can have confidence in the things that you share with us through your Word as we read prophets like Zechariah. And yes, Lord, we look forward to "on that day that you return, that day when you gather up your people and take us to an eternity with you. But until that day, keep instructing us through your Word. By doing so, you keep us close to you. Thank you for your love. for us Gentiles and the Jews alike. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.